Welcome to a new edition of the DX Supplement of Rai Archant to you via our website, rai.com.ar. This is the classic segment of Rai that is dedicated to DX listeners, radio hams, to all of the people who are fans of shortwave listening. This is a very important part of our station, transmitting on the shortwaves and providing you information about shortwave listenings. And that's why we keep doing this weekly segment called the DX Supplement that is produced by Arnaldo Slain. And this is the edition for September 3, 2021. We start with news coming from Argentina. You know, last Friday, August 27th, exactly a week ago, here in this country we marked the 101st anniversary of radio broadcasting in the nation. On August 27, 1920, a group of radio amateurs that called themselves Sociedad Radio Argentina, Argentina Radio Society, inaugurated the age of radio in Argentina. The group was integrated by physician Enrique Susini, plus medicine students Cesar Guerrico, Luis Romero Carranza, and Miguel Mujica. Equipped with a small microphone, actually it was a microphone for the hearing impaired, not a proper broadcasting microphone. And they also have a low power transmitter, and they set up the equipment on the top of the Coliseum Theater. And from there, they broadcast an opera by Richard Wagner, Parsifal. That day, Susini made a presentation of sorts. He had no experience as a broadcaster, actually. Nobody had at that time in Argentina. But we know that he said that night, "Ladies and gentlemen, Argentina Radio Society brings you today a Richard Wagner festival, featuring the performance of, well, the singers and the musicians." That broadcast could be heard only by fewer than 100 people, because practically nobody had radio receivers at that time. Some sailors at sea on board of ships that are equipped with radio gear were able to receive the transmission too. But this is considered to be the first complete radio broadcast of a radio program as we know them today, in this country at least. And some claim it was the first of its kind in the world. These pioneers would later be known as the Locos de la Azotea. And why other people who claim this to be the first in the world is because there have been earlier broadcasts in other countries, in the US, in the UK, but they were brief in nature and they were intended for specific communications, such as those used on the front lines during World War I. But the Locos redefined the use of radio by considering it could be used for peaceful, permanent, cyclical purposes, such as divulging culture and art-related information. Basically, airing a constant and continuous programming as a radio station does today. The first to put this concept into practice were the rooftop madmen, according to some claims, of course. And after that debut, several other concerts were broadcast by Susini and his friends. On August 27, 1968, that's to say almost half a century after that first transmission, the Argentine Society of Broadcasters proposed to establish August 27 as Argentina's Radio Day. Moving on now to Mexico, the Universidad Veracruzana began last week trial transmissions of its radio frequency 1300 kHz. Under the call sign XECPAD. This is an AM. This comes following a period of intense engineering and infrastructure works, both in the transmission plant of the station as well as their facilities at Clavijero Street in the center of the city of Xalapa. With the beginning of AM broadcast, the university expands and strengthens the spectrum of its radio content, which are already being broadcast on 90.5 FM on the official website www.uv.mx/radio, and an official app available for Android and iOS systems. Okay, let us continue now with some hearings, some DX suggestions as part of this weekly DX supplement of RAI Argentina to the world. Let's begin with Radio Africa Network, which broadcasts on 21,525 kilohertz via WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. It can be picked up between 1355 and 1400 hours on the aforementioned frequency, 21,525 kilohertz, and they are transmitting with 100 kilowatts, airing an interval signal in WRMI identifications, and this can be heard between 1400 and 2100 hours, always on 21,525 kilohertz. Radio Africa Network programming can be reported continuously, always with 100 kilowatts in English, and antennas are directed to North and Central Africa. Broadcasts are daily. For several years, there has been an American religious station, broadcasting on a strange frequency on the 60-meter band. It is called WTWW2, and their full name is We Transmit Worldwide, broadcasting on 5,085 kilohertz. I repeat, 5,085 kilohertz on the 60-meter band, transmitting from Lebanon, not the country, but the city in the U.S., with 100 kilowatts in English language programs destined for South America. Radio New Zealand Pacific continues to broadcast for the entire Pacific region in English on 7,245 kilohertz with 50 kilowatts of power. Broadcastings are daily between 0559 and 0958 UTC time in English. Next, we've got a religious station for Africa called Bible Voice Broadcasting Dardasha 7. It operates on 9,400 kilohertz via SPL Secret Broad from 1945 to 2000 hours, with 50 kilowatts of power in Arabic language, and the target of the broadcast is North Africa. We end these listening suggestions with two underground or clandestine stations, whatever you want to call them. Dimse Vegata Tigray, also known as the Voice of the Dawn Tigray, goes on the air, apparently on a daily basis, on the frequency of 15,340 kilohertz via Issoudun in France between 1700 and 1800 hours on 15,300 kilohertz with 250 kilowatts of power in Tigrinya language. And this is for East Africa. Next on the list of hearings, we've got Radio Oni, or Radio Yoni, as it is also known, which broadcasts from Mondays through Fridays on 15,415 kilohertz via the TDF Relay Center in Issoudun, France. It broadcasts between 1600 and 1630 kilohertz on 15,415 kilohertz, with 250 kilowatts for East Africa in Afan and Oromo language. This segment of Actualidad DX, or the DX supplement, continues now with news of a new shortwave station that is making waves across the world of radio listening. We are going to talk about a station related to Myanmar, the country formerly known as Burma. It is a clandestine station broadcasting against the ruling military junta of this southeastern Asian nation. It is called Radio NUG, National Unity Government, which broadcasts on 17,710 kHz between 1229 and 1257 with 250 kW from the rebroadcast center. As a result of the activity of this station, the Myanmar military regime has been confiscating all radio stations, all radio equipment, and they are also restricting the import of radio-related gear or broadcasting gear. The members of the National League for Democracy, which is the party of leader Aung San Suu Kyi, that was ousted in a coup d'etat last February 2021, broadcast their first radio program via this station last August 20. With a daily frequency and a length of 30 minutes, programs are aired at 8 o'clock in the morning and at 8 o'clock in the evening, local Rangoon, the capital time. Several witnesses saw regime troops raiding electronic stores in a Rangoon shopping mall to take away all of the radio receivers. And according to sources on independent website, the Irrawaddy police and village leaders have been instructed by the central government on how to seize the electronic equipment owned by citizens that could be used for receiving these so-called illegal transmissions. Last April, the Tatmadaw, the Burmese military, confiscated satellite antennas in order to limit the population's access to independent news coming from the junta's opponents overseas. And meanwhile, according to the Association for Aid to Political Prisoners, the AAPP, more than 1,000 people have been killed by this regime since they took over last February the 1st. We have seen an escalation in terms of violence and arbitrary attacks by the military junta, reads an APP statement. More than 7,400 people have been detained by the Tatmadaw, the Burma army, and at least 106 died as a result of torture inflicted by sources by soldiers, according to independent sources. And finally, we've got news, some kind similar, coming from a country that is going through a period of turmoil, as everybody knows. We're talking about Afghanistan. Several female broadcasters and anchors working for Afghan state media, both radio and TV, have said over the past few days that Taliban authorities prevented them from working and ordered them to leave their workplaces. Shabnam Doran, a news anchor for Radio Television Afghanistan, RTA, said in a video message that was posted a few days back that she was threatened by Taliban militants when she showed up for work. The group had occupied the RTA building in capital Kabul after seizing power in the Asian nation. Daran's colleague, Khadija Amin, also claimed she was prevented from entering the RTA office the previous week, according to the independent Afghan news agency Tolar News. Amin claimed that she and other colleagues spoke with the new Taliban-appointed RTA director, and she said, "There has been a change in the programs, and the fact is that there are no female anchors or women journalists." These incidents stand in stark contrast to the promises that have been made by senior Taliban officials who had said they were going to allow women to participate in government and public life, including the media, unlike what had happened during their previous rule between 1986 and 2001. For private channels such as Tolo and Ariana television networks, the situation remains unclear. Tolo continues to broadcast news and feature programs with female reporters and anchors such as Behista Argan, who interviewed a Taliban official live earlier this week. And that Taliban official assured that we are safe. That's the promise that he made. According to Kushal Asefi, executive vice president of private broadcaster Ariana Radio and Television Network, and all of this information was reported by agency Reuters last Friday. And with this story, we come to the end of this week's edition of the DX Supplement of RAI Argentina to the World. Thank you for listening, friends, and kind 73s. This DX Supplement was produced by Arnaldo Slain.